What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And let's go live to AccuWeather's World Headquarters meteorologist, Joe Lundberg. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
So you kind of set the stage yesterday about what we might see, and it's really following those lines where the bulk of the heaviest rain is well off to the west and north, but there's still the chance for some thunderstorms.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be in a very warm, humid, unstable air mass as the remains of Beryl go barreling by to our north and west, if you'll pardon the expression. So with some sun, it's going to get into the upper 80s. The dew points are very high, and that's just a recipe for a thunderstorm to develop. And if we get one, not guaranteeing that we do, if we get one, though, it could be tropical downpours associated with it because there's just so much water in the atmosphere, and there's that risk of a tornado. There were a couple of them along the lower Ohio River yesterday, and it's not out of the question that one of those could fire up here later today.
Yeah, we've had 14 reported tornadoes in southwestern Pennsylvania this year.
Yeah, it's just amazing. It just seems like it's all of a sudden becoming a tornado magnet, if you will. Again, I'm not making light of it, but if you look at what's going on right now, we're just in that place. South and east of the track of the low is where you tend to see the severe weather, and if there's still any residual spitting in the atmosphere, if you will, that's the place that you're going to find them. We saw a couple of them yesterday, like I said, in the lower Ohio Valley, and it's not out of the question one of those spins up around our area. I think the more likely area, to be honest with you, is really the northern tier of Pennsylvania up into the southern tier of New York, just closer to the area of low pressure.
Hey, Joe, with the exception of Thursday and a high of 80, we're bouncing back up around 90 again for some highs. When are we going to get a break?
Not through the middle of next week. I think through Wednesday, it is going to be pretty brutal around here. Wednesday, though, it looks like a front tries to come in from the north and west. Could be some thunderstorms with that. And then I think we can get a 2 or 3 day period where it's not nearly so hot nor nearly as humid across the area. But we're going to have to wait until the second half of next week for that to happen.
All right. Appreciate the update, Joe. Thanks. Stay cool.
You're welcome.
Hydrate.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers.
We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.